I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted last Wednesday, January 21st, to reverse a 20-year mining ban near the nation's most popular wilderness area, the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness in northeastern Minnesota. I'll tell you what the vote means and likely next steps when we return. But first,
by the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and one last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish.
Welcome back. The U.S. House of Representatives voted 214 to 208 last Wednesday, January 21st, in favor of legislation that would reverse a 20-year Biden-era ban on mining near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness in northeastern Minnesota. Republican Representative Pete Stauber from Minnesota's 8th Congressional District introduced House Resolution 140 earlier this month, and he advocated strongly for its passage on the House floor last week. Proponents of the resolution, including Representative Ryan Zinke, Republican from Montana, testified that the proposed Twin Metals mine near the wilderness will decrease U.S. reliance on other nations for critical minerals. Opponents fear that the sulfide mining extraction process required for the mine, which is owned by a Chilean-based company, could leach toxic chemicals into the pure waters of the wilderness and everything else downstream. The resolution passed the House on a mostly party-line vote. It now heads to the U.S. Senate, though it's not clear when or if that branch of Congress will take the matter up.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.